a primer on an emerging internet privacy issue known as deep packet inspection. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. At a congressional hearing last week, Representative Rick Boucher of Virginia wondered aloud whether a technology called deep packet inspection needs to be outlawed. Deep packet inspection allows internet service providers to examine in great detail an individual's activity on the internet, from email to web surfing habits. We turn now to Nate Anderson, a senior editor at technology news site Ars Technica, for help in understanding deep packet inspection.
When you send data on the internet, it's broken up into small chunks called packets. And you can think of each packet sort of like an envelope. And traditionally, the internet routers that direct traffic around the internet look at the address on that envelope. And with deep packet inspection, what these devices can do is basically open the envelope and look through its contents.
Is this something that internet service providers routinely are doing now, or just something that they want to do?
So it's not always clear who's using it and who's not. We do know that Comcast was using it. It was part of what they were trying to do last year when they tried to throttle back the speed of certain peer-to-peer connections, and they were eventually told you can't use it for that by the Federal Communications Commission. We also know that companies like Cox Cable are planning to roll out a system based on deep packet inspection a little bit later that will try to determine what kind of traffic you're using at any given moment, and then will assign that traffic a priority. Voice calls, for instance, will be given high priority, downloads, low priority.
So what are the reasons internet service providers are interested in employing or are employing deep packet inspection technology?
If everybody was using the full speed of the internet connection they were buying from an ISP, the system would break down. Just as if everybody who has a car tried to drive on the road at the same time, the roads would clog up. So what they want to do is use this sort of deep packet inspection to keep the traffic flowing without necessarily having to make massive new investments in infrastructure. And so it can often be used to try to slow down peer-to-peer downloads and other things that consume huge amounts of bandwidth. ISPs also like it because it enables them to do things like sell user data to third-party ad companies. This was actually tried last year by a company called NebuAd, and they would use deep packet inspection gear that was based in an ISP's network. They would look at every website that users were visiting. Then they would try to determine what people were interested in based on the content of the web pages they visited. Once they knew that, they would offer targeted advertising based on that interest. They can also use it for much less controversial things, such as filtering out viruses, stopping denial of service attacks.
So who is opposed to deep packet inspection and why?
Some, like one of the groups that appeared before Congress yesterday, basically suggested that deep packet inspection is fundamentally a bad idea because it looks at the data that users are sending over their internet connection. And the idea is that data should be privileged and should have the same sort of protections as when you have a conversation with someone over the phone. So there's kind of a debate right now, even among the groups that oppose many of the uses of deep packet inspection, over whether the technology itself can be used for all sorts of good things as well, or whether we should just reject the whole thing on the grounds that it's essentially spying.
That's Nate Anderson with Ars Technica. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.